Bruchim Aboim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united, learning the Torah of the Heilig Gezeirah Shemshin. Our shir is dedicated for all of those in Eretz Yisrael, all the soldiers, all the people that are missing. We say a tefillah for them, that they should return safely to their homes, that there should be shalom in Eretz Yisrael, and that Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach, we will hear Besuros Tavos, Yeshuos, V'Nechamos. We also dedicate the shir for a schus and a refuah shalema, for Elisheva Esther, Bas Shifra Nechama, and for Sarah Bas Pina. May they have arichas yomim v'shanim tavos. Our shir is on the medrash that says that Hashem said, Nase Adam b'tzalmenu kidmusenu, let us create man. The Malachi Ashar is gathered in groups. Some said that man should be created. Others said man should not be created. Chesed said he should be created because he'll be gomel chesed. MS said he shouldn't be created because man is full of shkarim, of falsehood. Tzedek said he should be created. He'll do tztaka, charity. Shalom said he should not be created. Kulo ktata, there's too much strife. There's too much machloikis. What did Hashem do? He threw MS to the ground, like it says in Daniel. Vatashlech MS arzo. And then Hashem created man. The Zereshimshon asked the question, why was Emes thrown to the ground and not Shalom? The Zereshimshon explains that it is possible to have peace without Emes. Like we know, Mutar L'Shanos Mipnei Dover Shalom. You are allowed to change the facts to keep the peace. But without Shalom, there is no Emes. Where there's Machloikis, there is no Emes at all. And the Shechina cannot dwell in such a place. The Zereshimshon gives one other reason. When there is peace in the world, people usually are not insistent with each other. There's no need to change the MS. People will be more truthful because they won't be afraid of the consequences. If only MS would exist, an individual would not be able to alter the truth when necessary in order to keep the peace. The Rebbetzin of the Imre Chaim, the Vizhitzer Rebbe, Moris Margulis. She was the daughter of the great Rachmistrivka Rebbe, Rav Velvula. When she was a young child, her father said to her, promise me, my precious daughter, that you will only speak the Emes, and I promise you that you will be zoche to arichas yomim, a good long life. She stood on that day and promised that she would only speak the truth. Throughout her entire life, she upheld the promise until her last day on this world. She was well known for her yashrus, her simplicity, her tzidkus, but most of all, she was renowned because she would only speak the absolute truth. She was zoche to arichas yomi mufleges. She saw in her lifetime 7 generations from her family. She was Nifteres on the 22nd day of Kislev, Tov Shin Mem Gimel. May her Zikaron be a blessing for all of Klal Yisrael. Be'ezra Hashem Yisparach, we will be continuing with our Shir Nezer Hashem Shin. I wish everybody Me'umka Deliba, Besuros Tavas, Yeshua Yisvenechamos.